Welcome inside Lenovo Center here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes game two of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers lead this best of seven series 1-0. Carolina Hurricanes control. Andrei Svechnikov didn't clear. Forsling in front of shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, 1 minute, 17 seconds in. It's 1-0 Panthers. They cash in off the Carolina turnover.
And it might have been natural for us to take a little bit to get going tonight. And it was the exact opposite. It was an unreal start from us. No, the goals aside, just the way we played in the first period was as good as it gets. And it's just a hell of a road trip.
Takeaway for Walker. He'll give to the near side into the corner where Bennett blasts Svechnikov up the near side. Mikola holds the puck in. Al behind the net, then Verhaeghe thinks about a wraparound on it for bouncing puck, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe took it to the front of the net. 8:19 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Panthers. Verhaeghe for Rodriguez on the right wing. Has Marchand cutting the net. Verhaeghe is shot. That's blocked again, this time by Martin. A shot, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal! And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
We're a confident group, and I think we're just more excited to play for each other. And in the big moments, we have a lot of guys that seem to kind of rise to the occasion and enjoy playing in them. And yeah, I think a little nerves, but they're always good.
And the horn sounds. That's it for this one. A 5-0 Panthers win here in game two of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers will head home up 2-0 in this best of seven series. 5-0, the Panthers take game two.
Everyone has fallen in love with this Panthers team, right? I mean, head over heels in love with this Florida Panthers team. Is it possible to feel love for a team the way you would feel love for your girlfriend, wife, fiance, spouse, husband, whoever it is?
Yes.
Like to feel emotional love, the love that's normally reserved for a human.
Oh. I believe I love my sports teams and I love my sports superstars, the people I'm a fan of. I think that love stretches much, much deeper on an emotional level for me than it does for anybody in my life. I don't know if that makes me weird to say that. Hawk, the only time I've ever cried in my life was when Dwayne Wade left the Miami Heat to go to Chicago.
I mean, you love Brad Marchand more than your fiance. You can say it.
I love Sergei Bobrovsky more than I love my own fiance. Yes.
That's fair. I think everyone is feeling that right now.
I feel comfortable uttering those words.
No, but this team, I'm just goofing around, but this team, is there a part of it that you don't like? Because I'm trying to do the only team I think certainly in, you know, that we've been around, because I wasn't here for the 72 Dolphins. So I'm not certain how many of the listeners were, but this team, the closest you can compare it to is the Big Three era of the Heat. Right. In fact, I don't think there is another comparison, because while the Marlins have won a couple of World Series, you didn't have teams that were together for a while that did it consistently. They were broken up. Was there anything about the Heat and their Big Three era that you didn't like? Because I'm having a difficult time finding any facet of this Panthers team that I don't like. You know what I mean? Like there's, you know, it's like when I was rooting for the Bulls when I was growing up, it was like some of Dennis Rodman's antics I didn't love. And I'm trying to think if there was anything, I mean, in the Big Three era, there are people, but they're going to rewrite history. There are people who are going to tell you LeBron, they never really took to him the way, like they're going to rewrite history now. I'm talking about when you're in the moment.
Mike Bibby.
I think maybe Mario Chalmers got people annoyed.
Mike Bibby. Bum.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Eric Dampier. Come on.
A facet of this Panthers team that I'm not madly in love with. You know what I mean? from like the front office
yep.
to the coaching staff to the roster. Like what is it lacking from a fan standpoint? You know what I mean? Like, what is it lacking? It's got great personalities. It's got winning, obviously. That's always going to trump everything. It's got winning, consistent winning. Winning in a fashion that you're proud of. I mean, you're watching that game last night. If you're a Panthers fan, I mean, you're on top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a second time where that Carolina crowd is just silent, forlorn, despondent. They didn't have a chance to cheer. they didn't have a chance to cheer. And I just wonder if there's anybody who finds a shortcoming in this Panthers team.
Hawk, I'm nitpicking here. I'm totally nitpicking okay. because the other day we had Will Mantle on after game one, and I asked him, he's in Raleigh, I asked him, was there anything, because Paul Maurice even said that the game looked better on TV and the scoreboard
right.
than from the bench. And I just feel like that's something you do as a coach, like, oh, I can.
It wasn't. There's a lot of things to correct.
Right. And okay, yeah, you won 5-2. I asked Will, is there any facet of the game? Was there any part of the game where you said, okay, yeah, Carolina has a pathway to, you know, closing, narrowing the gap between them and the Panthers? And he said, no. Like, they don't have a weakness. So, in terms of on the ice personnel, I'm just going with it, what everybody's telling us. The Panthers don't have a weakness, and it shows based on results. I'm nitpicking as a fan, though. I wish the Panthers were doing this and have had this stretch with their old logo, the cat.
I'm with that.
That's
a good call by you.
That's the and it's not even that their new badge, the new FLA with the Panther. It's not that it's bad. It's not like the Dolphins who just tanked their entire brand and image. It's not. The Panthers did a really good job with it. But there was something about the OG
yes.
cat logo.
Totally agree.
And if they were doing it with that logo, it would just be that much more badass because they were the best jerseys in maybe pro sports or definitely up there, certainly in South Florida. But again, I'm just being
that's
a bleep hole nitpicking as a fan.
That's one of the best sports takes I've ever heard you give. That's honestly one of the best sports takes I've ever heard you give.
It's why you pay me.
That cat leaping out is one of the most iconic, badass logos. I don't know why they ever changed from it.
Mm-hmm.
And had they been doing this the last three seasons with that logo, it would have made it even that much better. That's a great sports take.
And they've brought them back. You know, they wear them as the retros. I bought one. Jimmy has a raggedy-ass one that he stole from his brother from 1997. Like, we all rep the old-school logo. But that's it. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I take issue with.
You, of course, were responsible for one of the worst sports takes of mm-hmm. all time. It was yesterday, right before noon, when you texted me the Panthers should think about trading Matthew Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seem to be stacking some of these bad Panthers takes.
Because the one before that, you had suggested Brad Marchand was going to be a playoff bum.
I also suggested benching Sergei Bobrovsky after one loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
You did. Now, yesterday, when you suggested to me that they trade Matthew Tkachuk because he hadn't done much so far in the playoffs, I immediately bet him last night. I parlayed Tkachuk to score a goal, which he did, second goal of the game, with over 5.5. It was 4, I believe, in the second period.
It was.
And I sold the parlay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
So, because I won. So, because it didn't go over 5.5, by the way. I would have lost the parlay.
Oh, yeah.
So, I thought Panthers are going to kind of shut it down. They don't need to push. And because the deficit was so large already, I figured Carolina's not going to pull a goalie. What's the point? Like, what's the point of losing 6-0 if you're losing 4-0? And Bobrovsky wasn't letting anything in. So it was a $25 parlay, would have paid $117. They offered me $80 when Panthers were up 4-0, and I sold the parlay. It was one of my best gambling moves of all time because I would have been sweating out that last few minutes, just hoping for some sort of junky goal to get past Bob, which I didn't want to root for because the Panthers weren't going to score anything. I literally would have been rooting for a junky goal to get past Bob. But remember, I've got a future for Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
The more shutouts that he can stack, the better I am. In fact, that bet, I'll tell you my two active bets right now. So I won the parlay by selling it yesterday, but I've got two live bets. Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe at plus 1500. It's a $50 bet. So it pays 800 for my $50. They're offering me $160 right now,
man,
on the $50 bet.
It's not bad.
And then I've got Panthers to win the Stanley Cup at plus 500. That's a $100 bet. So it would pay out 600, which is a $500 winning, your $100 back. They're offering me right now $271.43. So I could cash out those two bets right now for over $400. Or can let them ride. We're looking at about $1,400. I'm letting them ride, baby.
Yeah, let's go. Have some guts. I love that.
So we'll talk a little Panthers today. Mike Cugno is going to join us. They have a new post-game tradition, by the way. Did you see they shoot the rats?
Man.
At Brad Marchand.
That. Yeah, I love that.
Paul Maurice, I think it was Jameson Olive, tweeted out, Count Paul Maurice as a fan of the Panthers' new post-game win tradition of shooting rats at Brad Marchand. Quote, they're shooting them as hard as they can. They're not flipping them. It's funny as hell. That's Paul Maurice. Love that guy. So we'll talk some Panthers today. We got a lot to talk about today. NBA playoffs as well. We've got our final pair of Marlins tickets to give away. Pair of tickets to see the Marlins and the Giants May 31st, South Florida Black Legacy Day at Lone Depot Park. Keep listening. We'll give away those tickets sometime before 6 o'clock. And Solana and Jake from State Farm will hold down the fort there in the studios. Before you know it, it'll be Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, well. What is that, like your Sunday red outfit, Jimmy? Is that what you use to watch Tiger Woods
on Tiger?
Sundays?
Your Tiger still in contention?
Yeah, man. Crossing my fingers. Crossing my fingers.
For those of you who didn't listen earlier this week or missed out on it, Crowder has been gone all week. His father passed away early this week. I mentioned it a couple times. I'll mention it again. We put it on social media as well. But Crowder will be back soon. But his father, Randy, who was just a great character on our show and also a great dad and grandfather, Randy Crowder, played for the Dolphins, played for the Buccaneers as well. Randy Crowder passed away at the age of 72 earlier this week. That's where Crowder has been. And we've expressed our condolences to him. So have many of the listeners via social media and the text line. And he appreciates everyone's well wishes. And he'll be back with us before you know it. All right, let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So they're up 2-0. They steal both in Carolina, the Florida Panthers. Man, Hawk, can we stop referring to Carolina as the Hurricanes? Because they're not really playing with the veracity of a hurricane. Like,
with the what?
The veracity. Ferocity.
To be fair, that's a tough word.
Yeah. Well, it's really not. If you use it correctly, it's ferocity. You were kind of combining veracity, which is not a word that you would use in that situation, with ferocity. You made it veracity.
Right.
Yeah. Ferocity.
Right. Think my F's just have a little too much V in them, but I was using F. I was using the
gotcha.
F. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You ever heard me say another F word? I'd like to use it at you right now. Can we rebrand them? Like, I don't know, the Carolina disturbance in the Atlantic.
It has not been a storm by any definition from the Carolina Hurricanes. I talked about it after the Knicks game. You know, we talked with Coach Larinaga yesterday. Like, can something like that carry over? I don't know if this was carry over from game one or not, or if the Panthers are just that damn dominant. But you tell me the moment Carolina Hurricanes fans had a chance to cheer and feel good about their team last night.
There was no
moment. In 60 minutes of hockey. In 60 minutes of hockey.
No moment.
Not a moment. That's wild.
Told you, man. It's the Lenovo Center. Curse of the Lenovo. Rebrand that. The Lebozo Center.
Keep swinging.
That was a good one.
Yeah, was but it? Hawk, if Jimmy's in my camp, I don't feel good. Jimmy, why don't you tell Hawk what you texted me? What you texted me yesterday after the Cats went up 4-0.
I texted Hawk this too, that Raising Cane's should just drop the word Cane's from their name in Raleigh.
You nailed it.
His text to me was, the Raising Cane's in Raleigh needs to drop the word Cane's out of embarrassment.
I know that he texted you that because he sent me a screenshot of it. And you responded with a ha-ha.
Yeah. Yeah. But if all you give
somebody
is a ha-ha.
I don't give Jimmy any leeway on our text. You also texted him. He texted you. YouTube is clear.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with the picture last night?
No, this has to do with our show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did not.
I thought, you know, and again, I watched it on the DirecTV stream. When he sent me your screenshot, I was like, oh, I wonder if Solana's got the same thing I do. I felt like the picture was muddy last night.
No.
I didn't feel like it was a crystal clear picture.
No, I had a good, I mean, your internet stinks. But no, I had a pretty good picture yesterday. Clear-ass picture to watch the Canes get their asses kicked.
I've tried on the text thread with Jimmy, just the one I have with him solo, to get him to bite on my sarcastic answers again. Because, you know, when he texts me like, terrible, and I know what we're talking, and I'll just go, what are you referring to? And I'll be like, you know, the goal that was, you know what I mean? Like, so last night he texts me, they made that look easy. So I responded, who? And he said, not going to fall for that again. Not that.
We really are terrible friends because Jimmy just wants in-game banter, but neither of us give it to him. Neither of us give him the pleasure
I give him some. He texted me game one. I'm looking at the history of the thread. He texted me game one. We are putting up a clinic. I responded, what do you mean by that?
I mean, he just wants...
Which is always funny. But again, he said, I'm not falling for your sarcastic trap again.
I mean, he wants a little banter in the game, Hawk. He wants somebody
to... And who doesn't? I got a million threads going during the game.
But we just won't give anything to Jimmy. Nothing.
I try to catch him constantly. What do you mean by that?
Who wants to be in a text thread with Jimmy for Panthers content? Text us. We'll put you in.
Yeah, we're going to do an online contest, give away Jimmy's cell phone number. Also, if you have a claim for a car accident, you call him. Jimmy from State Farm.
You're not wrong, though, Hawk. The Panthers held the Canes to just 17 shots total on goal. That's their lowest.
They were chanting, shoot the puck.
Right. They were chanting, shoot the puck throughout the entire second period.
That's crazy.
That was their lowest total, the Hurricanes, the Carolina Rain Showers, in any game since October 23rd, 2014, and their lowest single game total in the playoffs since June 17, 2006.
I mean, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Your home crowd is chanting, shoot the puck at you. You know what I mean? Like, that's reserved for a team that starts 2-11 and doesn't know how to play hockey.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the bleeping Eastern Conference Finals. You've got home ice advantage. Your home crowd is chanting, shoot the puck. because you're not shooting the puck.
Game three is tomorrow night at the Amerant Bank Arena. And I'll remind you every hour, but game four, Monday, I know it's Memorial Day, Hawk is going to be out there, right? You're going to be live from Amerant Bank Arena.